Blog Talk Radio.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Oh, I was so mad. I could have seen this coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware. Yeah. Of a woman with a broken heart. Praying to a sky all black. Looking at the stars like they finna talk back. Whoa. Looking at my phone like she finna call back. Whoa. But last night I feel like probably ended all that. Cause by now she would've sent a text in all caps. Then another one trying to take it all back. Saying fuck you, I miss you, or I hate you so much. Cause girls only say I hate you to the guys that they love. I know, I know, I know. The highs, the lows, it comes, it goes. You say be real, I try, I don't. Cause you take anything and just make it everything. Kept my phone on silent ever since you got a ring. Funny, right? And I never cheated. Well, I mean, maybe once, twice. One time don't change everything. She asked why I don't feel the same. I'm still the same. She's still insane and now she's sane.
You said it was over. You shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I'm so mad. I could have seen this coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Okay, ski, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, woke, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, months, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drank too much, please call me a cabbie. Penthouse after party, hoes want the addy. Fuck, they could ride with us, crawling in the caddy. Third row, that's when you call.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Fatima Azalday. I have my co-host on the line, Medisa and Andre. What's up, good people?
Hey, y'all. Happy Friday.
Rock
hey,
my pony. Rock my pony. Shut up.
Shut up, Dre. You're so stupid. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Well, it's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. We have an inside joke going on right now, which is funny as hell. But we are the code. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate-ass things around these parts. This has been the longest week ever. I'm thankful for Friday and this wine and my spirit.
Shit, this has been the longest damn Friday ever.
This was a long day.
I ain't lying. Today was long as fuck.
It was long.
Why did I feel like yesterday I thought I had slept to like, and it felt like Friday. Like, that's how long this has been for me.
Yeah.
Like, when I took a nap yesterday, I woke up and I thought it was a whole nother day. But it was
Damn.
The same day.
The same ass day.
Doing the same ass thing. Just being an ass. So, yeah, this has been a long Friday because clearly I've been thinking it was Friday yesterday at 2 o'clock. But we are going to be great tonight, and tonight, okay, so we know this week started off with Mr. Safari dropping news on Twitter. I know Dre don't want to talk about it, but we're gonna compare what Safari did and what old China did and see how this really works out in life. So that's what we're going to talk about. And see, last night on Nick B at Night, they didn't really let me get into what I wanted to discuss about it because they kind of cut me off. So good thing I have my own platform, right?
True.
I got my own show where I'm the host. I ain't got to worry about what the other
you can say whatever the hell you want to say. Mm-hmm.
And I can say it in a manner that I can say it in the most inappropriate ass way. I was like,
okay, little not throw that. She did not throw the. She threw the laugh in there. That laugh.
We're going to get it together. Medisa, have you? Wait a minute. I sent it to you. I did. I showed it to you.
Yeah,
okay.
You did send
it
to me. Because I was behind. I heard everybody talking about it. I heard everybody talking about it. And I was like, wait a minute. What are everybody talking about? Because you know me, I'm kind of like, I don't pay attention to Twitter like that. You know what I mean? I don't really pay attention to stuff, you know? And everybody started talking about it, and I'm like, well, what are they talking about? And that's when I was like, okay, I'm lost. And then you sent it to me, and I was like, well, damn, okay.
Well,
okay.
He has been found.
Well, damn. Oh, okay.
She was found.
Okay. I think I'm returning.
She was no longer lost. Mm-hmm. She was found.
Yeah. I think I was. Got me going to start speaking Jamaican.
You know that's an American man that
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, everybody, you know, I seen this meme and I was hollering. They clowning. But yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's always so funny when we as women get to ogle and stare at men. You know, because men get like in an uproar. Did you know, like, ever notice that? Like, they get up into a little uproar and drag.
Oh, yeah.
You can defend guys if you want to. Let some of them get into a little uproar because they ain't included.
Right. And it's like they feel like, oh, why is everybody paying attention to him? But the same way y'all pay attention to these other people. We don't pay nothing to y'all when y'all going all over these, you know, y'all going crazy over these ladies and the stuff that they be putting out there. You know what I mean? But we don't have these opportunities. They're rare for us. You know what I mean? It's always some woman in the spotlight some damn where, whether she Instagram famous or famous, throwing her, you know, showing her ass, showing her cat box, showing her tig old bitties and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? All that, you know? So when we have that moment to be able to just see something, we're like, wow. Because it's rare for us. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know? I'm just saying.
I agree.
So let us have our moment. Let us be great. Let us have our moment. Let us look at Safari and be like, wow. And, you know, it's just a little, it's a reminder, you know, for some of us who may not have someone in their life that's, you know, if there's somebody out there that's walking around, that's living proof, there you have it. You know, what Jocelyn used to say, Mr. Beefcake, what she used to call Stevie J.
Yeah, she used to call Stevie J her beefcake.
Her beefcake. Matter of fact, he here tonight, him and Faith Evans, they here tonight at this club doing a concert.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
well, as long as he ain't down there in Charlotte getting shot up again.
Girl, that's for me.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah,
so,
I don't care about it. Because it's just a proven fact that these women prove me white. They prove me right. Every time.
They prove you white?
They proved me right. because it's like this. I had a post, and I was like, it's funny how y'all complain about dick pics every day on Facebook. Don't send random dick pics to my picture. Don't send me random dick pics. But all of a sudden,
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
We have to unsolicited.
It's
like,
a dick.
No, we,
it's
a goddamn dick. It ain't nothing but a dick on a famous person, a so-called famous person.
No. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell to the damn, no.
So he ain't famous? So
listen to what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm going back to your original point when you say women talk about don't be sending dick pics. The issue is that we don't want no unsolicited dick pics. If we want a picture of your dick, we're going to see it. But it's different when somebody that's famous puts their dick out there because they're putting it out there for the whole world to see. So you ain't just getting it in your inbox. It ain't like Savari just sent it to our inboxes. This nigga put this out here for everybody to see. You know what I mean? There's
exactly.
a difference.
And
I don't
then,
have,
my thing is,
okay.
Everybody that complains about the dick pic was the main one hollering on all these damn comments talking about they wanted to see.
You know, but
he
now
complains about these other celebrities
so
that out here doing
it.
And it's stupid. I don't like when the women do it. I don't like when the men do it. Because they're doing it just to damn make tabloids. Like that fool said on he did the stupidest interview ever on the fucking Breakfast Club. This motherfucker gets out there and he said that he took the picture. It was a video. He took the picture or the video or whatever of himself on Snapchat because he was trying to make sure he had just got through working out and he was trying to make sure his V was looking good. Okay, you look trying to make sure your V looking good, but why would you want to video your V and all you gotta do is look in the goddamn mirror at your V? But you
maybe,
want to do the video.
Maybe
you
want to
see
it from a different angle.
Shut up, listen. This nigga said he took a video of his V so he can see it, but just so happened his dick is hard. And then he says, I didn't leak it. I don't know how it got open. I got aunts, nieces, and nephews that follows me. I wouldn't just leak my shit on purpose. But not only did you leak that, the video and the picture, you leaked all these other pictures of your dick hard as you working the fuck out. Nigga, you meant to fucking do it. Admit it. That's all you gotta do is admit it. You did it because you seen what the fuck was going on with Black China and she getting all this damn press with her knobby damn butt cheeks and shit. And you seen the press that this other bitch is getting because she was bent over in the motherfucking damn bathroom getting stuck. You did it just to damn get damn hype. And so these bitches are blowing your damn Instagram up. Then you got the nerve to complain that your Instagram and your Facebook and your damn Twitter is blowing up and is going nuts, and then you can't check and you get important messages. Nigga, you knew what the fuck you was doing when you did this shit. It's stupid. Own up to your shit. You did it. Didn't nobody fucking hit that damn button with your ass. You retarded fuck. Because the only way you can do it and leak this shit out that somebody else did it, you had to send it to somebody. And you clearly said you didn't send it to nobody. Now, your phone ain't that goddamn fragile where you can then take a picture of your damn self or a video, you lay the phone down and it does it his damn self. Talk about, oh, I got the Note 8. My bitch pictures and shit, it just be going crazy. Best friend, don't you got the Note 8? Hello? Don't you got the Note 8?
Who?
Yes, I do.
You.
Oh, me, I do.
Now, as many of Titty pics you done sent in your day.
What?
Have your phone ever?
Wait a minute.
Have your phone ever? Have your phone ever opened by itself? Have your phone ever sent a pic to anybody or at least online by itself?
First
exactly.
of all,
you ain't got to say nothing else.
You didn't even
have
to answer the question.
Right.
I understand you're the only dude on this show tonight, but you're out of control. You don't let me answer your question.
And you gotta know.
Let me answer. Are you gonna let me answer the motherfucking question, sir? Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. So, first and foremost, who said I got any pictures Kit Kat pictures in my phone, first and foremost. Second of all, my phone, when I'm at a certain location, which is my home, my phone actually is unlocked the whole time while I'm at home, but it has never sent random ass pictures because I got to send
exactly.
it to you.
Exactly. So why would he blame his fucking phone?
I don't know, but you know how my phone froze up that day. His phone may be doing something crazy in these streets.
Yeah, it did something crazy, all right. He tapped that damn unlock button and sent that damn leak that fucking video out. That's what the fuck he did. And then you could tell he was lying if you watched the video because the nigga was he was sitting there avoiding questions. And then DJ Envy with his gay ass gonna talk about some is your beat real? He asked the dude,
yeah,
was this shit real? That was the, yeah. I watched the Breakfast Club interviews faithfully because I want to see what the fuck is going to happen just in case somebody show their ass on there. I watch it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Envy asked him, was his shit real?
That's
the third time he done did some old suspect gay ass shit.
Why would you ask a man? Oh no.
And then he said, well, I guess the female's gonna have to start calling you Captain Hook. This nigga evidently he's seen it. So he's looking at the nigga shit. He said that.
A guy asked me about it, because they had to be prepared to talk about it. So I sent them a picture.
I sure did.
Okay, first of all, just because you see some shit don't make you gay. I'm going to just tell you that now. Okay?
I can't with you.
No. Because you have to realize that sometimes in certain shit, you got to be prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going
to
do radio you got to be prepared to discuss it. Damn it.
That's just like
women who have saw Black China shit, so that they have to discuss it for a show or something. It's just because you see some shit don't make you gay. What the fuck? That don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this. It did expose the little weenies out there in the streets because the little weenies was out here mad. They weren't getting no love on Monday. And my thing is, somebody put mad faces on my clothes.
That's horrible.
Wow.
Little Wayne. I feel like it's too much, you know. Let that man, you know, okay, it may have been a publicity stunt, but 99% of motherfuckers in Hollywood do shit for publicity stunts. First of all.
Listen to what I'm saying.
We know his platform. You got to think of where he came from. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker on Love & Hip Hop.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
look,
it's all about, people seeing. And that's what I'm saying. Like, so you can't. But that's what I'm saying.
Think about how many people that has been on this fucking show. Love Hip Hop in New York. Love Hip Hop Atlanta. Love Hip Hop in fucking L.A. Sit there and think for a minute of how many of them motherfuckers have leaked their pictures and then tried to say somebody did it. I'm going to give y'all
because they want to stay relevant. You know what I mean?
Omarion's ass did it. K. Michelle did it. Motherfucking Jocelyn did it. All of them just did it.
But the thing is, it's entertainment, and you have to look at it like this. The thing about it is, when you don't really have a platform, Dre, just hear me out. When you don't really have a platform, like, people know you, but people know you for bullshit. You don't have a, he don't have a platform, really. You know what I'm saying? What is he,
I mean,
what is he known for? He, listen, look what I'm saying.
His,
just hear me out.
He's big time producer, right?
Right, but hear me out. Hear me out. Before, you wouldn't hear about him. You heard with Nicki Minaj, you heard about him. You know what I'm saying? Safari, 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 Safari.
No, I mean, we heard about him with Nicki. Then he supposed to did a couple tracks for somebody, but they didn't blow the
book
up.
But what I'm saying
and then,
is, think about,
other than that, he was running from Meek Mill, running for his life every damn week, getting his ass whooped.
But
then,
what I'm saying is, you got to
really
think about the person.
Because the part that really, makes me laugh is
Dre. Please allow Medusa to finish her sentence. Because she's trying to explain something to you and you don't want to listen.
He's not listening. He's so irritated with the whole situation. But it's cool. Listen to what I'm saying.
So he's going to be all right.
All I'm saying, Dre, is that you got to understand, again, like I was, his platform. When your platform ain't shit, when you really don't have nothing to you other than that bullshit-ass platform, Love and Hip Hop, what else are you doing with yourself other than that? You understand what I'm saying? So people are going to do whatever they need to do to remain relevant. That's just the way it goes. You know what I mean? And if it means that they need to leak a dick pic, if it means they need to leak an ass shot, a sex tape, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, because at the end of the day, that person is still becoming, people are, they're buzzing. The streets are buzzing about this person. It's airplay. So he did it, you know, he very well probably did it. It probably wasn't no accident. He probably did it. But it served his purpose. And that's all I'm trying to say. You can't, it's no point in being irritated about it, because this is what the fuck people do when they in that type of position. Now think about the people who have a platform, who have not had a, whose platform is based on another thing, you know, a different level. Their platform is, they're an actor, so an actor, you know what I mean? They're a musician who has, you know what I mean? You don't really see these type of things from those type of people. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, somebody might slip through the cracks. The people who have a platform and it's on some, and it's built on some real shit, you don't never have to see that. You ain't never heard about, Angela Bassett, let's just use her. You ain't never heard about her pussy going around, you know, on social media. You know what I mean? She ain't have to leave no sex tape. You know what I mean? You have to think about the person and where they coming from and what they about. So this shit don't surprise me. It's entertainment. It's serving its purpose. And we gassing him up, but that's exactly what he needed. Do it make it right? Is it irritating? Absolutely, because you shouldn't have to do that. But I don't expect anything less. I don't expect, it don't surprise me. So all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, don't get yourself all caught up in the and get irritated about the shit, because that's to be expected. If a person show you who they are, believe them. And these people, in these little platforms that they have, these people are showing us who they are. All that fight and all that bullshit for ratings, that's who those people are. So it don't surprise me.
I agree. Look, Dre, if you listen.
So what?
You know what? you know what, Melissa?
He ain't even listen.
It's
cool.
I did too.
You
said Dre's song.
If you were listening, you would have heard me say, Dre, did you hear what Medusa said? Instead of saying, huh? As in the words of my mom, if you said, huh, you can hear.
If you said, huh, you can hear.
But, I mean, I get it. Like,
because
nobody
just
said
like
it wasn't.
3 weeks ago,
nobody said,
just like three weeks ago,
that it wasn't stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody said
3 weeks ago, they were just clowning this nigga about his hair. Oh, he got dye in his hair. Look at his hairline. Look at what he have on. Why is he dressed like that? But now all of a sudden he's
needs
thing to hit the damn earth.
No, but he needed a comeback. It was it's a clever distraction. It's all a marketing stunt.
And then as far as you saying he needs a bigger platform, this, that, and the third, that nigga, accordingly to the show, they stay in the studio every damn day. Every damn day they're in the studio, but ain't nobody released the hit, so he got a platform.
No, because but the thing is, the foundation of that platform. What the fuck is, what's Love and Hip Hop really? Really? Love and Hip Hop?
That's what I'm
Come
saying.
On,
I don't
let's be real.
I don't understand why people don't watch the show, because it don't do nothing but a bunch of fighting and crying. Every
that's
episode.
What I'm saying. It's the drama. And the thing about it is.
The same reason you watch wrestling 4 times a week.
I was just about to say, it's the thrill. People like that. You know, in reality, they want to see, you know, drama. It's sales, it's ratings. That's just the way it is, you know? It's just the way that it is.
We know
it's
fake, but it's funny.
And yeah, you know, we know everything is scripted majority of the time. You know what I mean? Some stuff is real. I know for a fact, because I know someone, you know, personally that has had a, you know, I'll talk to y'all about that offline. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for the most part, this shit is they want things to go a certain way. The producers tell them what they need to do. Mona Scott say what she wants to happen, and they make it happen. Because they have to, you know what I'm saying, drama, sex, those type of things sell. This is the society, the world that we live in. You know what I mean? So it's like you just said, they was just talking about him. So he getting buzzed for the wrong reason. So he getting buzzed because somebody's putting him down, so to speak, you know what I'm saying, or saying something about him that he don't like. So, okay, I'm going to leak these little bitches on my dick so everybody can see what I'm working with. I'm going to get him something to talk about.
They can laugh at this big guy. Like, see how much they can laugh. Like, you know.
Exactly. I'm going to give him something to talk about. Talk about this. That's all I'm saying. So he did exactly what he's supposed to do to make himself feel better about himself for that moment. And eventually it's going to die down and someone else is going to do something, and then we'll see someone else flash their penis because they see Safari, you know, get excited.
Somebody else
you know,
make
oh, wow.
my head great again.
Yeah, you know, somebody else going to do it all over again, just like somebody else going to come out with another sex tape. You know, somebody got some female going, oh, no. Black China is getting all the airplay. Everybody's talking about it. They might not be talking about it for the right reason, but I'm about to give them something else to talk about.
Right.
And there you have somebody else, celebrity ass in the air. You know?
It's
cycle. All a big game.
Like, it's just going to...
Exactly. It's a big game.
Get our panties in the bunch. Long as it ain't mine. What did I tell y'all? If it ain't about me, I'm here to Kiki.
That's exactly what it is. That's what I'm here for. If it ain't about me.
Girl. But yeah, you know. Shout out to Safari for, you know.
Okay, so I did post on the page where Dre said that, well, you know, we shouldn't complain about random D pics in our DM, but looking at Safari. Katie said, hey, Katie, how you doing, boo? She said, there's a difference between a baby arm and a jerking pickle. 9 times unsolicited dick pics.
Either way it goes, it's still a damn, it's still a fucking dick.
Okay, you know what?
No matter
I'm about to
how
far. Dre, you're not listening today.
What's wrong with
you,
Dre? What's going on with you?
You didn't even let me finish what the hell she said before you opened up your lips. You ain't even
Dre, you need a hug. I'm going to send you a hug. I'm sending you a hug. You catch it. I'm sending it. Hugs.
Dre, you're a little mean person alone.
I know. What's wrong with you, Dre?
You're so mean acting.
Why are you acting like that today? Mm,
Don't get quiet now.
It's still a dick pic. No matter the size or the form, it's still a fucking dick pic.
It don't matter. It's not about the size. What we want you to understand is that, you know how.
I'm not saying
you,
it's the size.
Okay.
It's still a dick.
It's not. Right. You're misunderstanding what is happening here. When we say we are tired of unsolicited ass dicks, it's when random ass, funky ass dudes use that as an opening line instead of saying, hey, how you doing?
Yes.
And sending your dick pic to me for no fucking reason.
It's unsolicited.
This,
no, if we want to see it, we're going to ask.
You for that. Right. Now, if I can text somebody and be like, show me your dick today, he's going to text me back and be like, okay, sorry, that's what you doing today? Okay. That's
right.
Unsolicited. I ask for it.
Right. So we're talking about
then,
that shit that just, you wake up and you got five pictures in your inbox and it's like, why am I looking at your penis at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Why are you here?
Nigga.
Why are you here?
Why?
And I ain't never touched
you.
This set on it, no nothing. Like, don't send me no shit
it.
I ain't asked for.
Exactly. Because don't nobody want, that's just, and it's a difference. I mean, I think it's different. I think it's because you're not understanding because you're a man. You know what I mean? How would you feel if some random chick just do pussy pictures in your
just drop her pussy in it. It ain't say you don't need to know
just
to have a real ass name. Just dropping them on in
what
there.
What would you say?
I get them every other day, and I
her name
it.
Is her name is Queen Baby Girl, blessed
raised by Jesus.
And, yeah, raised by Jesus Jenkins. And if she drop a picture in your DM, how you gonna feel about that? You're going to be like, hey.
First of all, ain't nobody going to be on my page with a name like that.
Oh, God, as an example, you're being real literal today.
You know, Oscar, you're being Oscar the fucking grouse tonight, and I'm going to need you to get it together, damn it.
You're ruining
I'm
the vibe.
I'm going to get it together. Like, what's wrong with you? That's why I'm calling you after the show, and I don't care if it is midnight. We don't have a conference. Your ass being mean today.
Call him.
I don't like that.
Call him, girl. Call him.
I'm calling his ass. He better answer the phone. I'm gonna call you till you answer. And you got an iPhone, so I can FaceTime your ass. And I've been drinking white people box wine too.
Oh, y'all gonna be up all night talking. That's good. He needs to talk to you, girl. Man, all night.
What's wrong with my... I'm feeling some kind of way about this vibe. I'm just feeling some kind of way about this vibe. This ain't my Dre. Where my Dre at? I'm not liking this tonight.
Girl.
Who I need to beat up? Do I need to beat somebody up? Because, you know, I'm short, and I can, you know, I can dress up in all black and be a ninja. Do I need to whoop somebody's ass? What's going on?
But yeah, so it's definitely not the same, and we want you to understand that completely. And I don't care if I do know you. Like some people, like I can wake up to that. Like, oh, he can be all good. Especially if it's some shit that I done had. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
Right. Exactly.
But and then don't ask me for no pic, especially if you ain't had it. So no, what? No. So it's two different, completely different things. They live on different sides of town, and one is real hood, some hood shit, and some white people big house shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's totally two different sides of town. And it's like, and I don't understand, like, you, the way you feel about this is the same way you should feel about unsolicited ass pussy pics. Like, if you didn't ask that chick to see her pussy, then she shouldn't just be randomly sending you that stuff to just say, hey, my name is X, Y, and Z. That's not your opening line. That's, you don't lead with your shit. You know what I'm saying? So this dude didn't necessarily
leave with
it. We know who the fuck the Safari is. We know exactly why. And we're trying to question why Nicki Minaj left. She's a dummy. But that's neither here nor there. But that nigga, he sent it out into the world. Like, he put it on Twitter. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. It's a whole ass difference. And the ladies agree on my post. Corey says, and it really ain't the same. It really ain't the same. So, brother, your thinking is incorrect. So,
exactly. So, either way, it's going to lose that, in this argument. So.
It's not about losing. It's about you understanding. We're going to bring Taylor in. Hey, Taylor. Welcome.
Hi, Taylor.
Hey, 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 people.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, hey, hey. I see we talking about Giraffamo. What is this child's name? You just said it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I don't know where Giraffamo came from. I'm sorry.
I wonder where.
He do look like a giraffe.
He's stupid.
Now that I think about it, in the face, he is giraffish in the face.
What was that giraffe's name? Used to be on Toys R Us.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey
was
giraffe.
Yeah.
There you go.
I want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us. Toys R Us that I can play with.
Out of control.
The thing is that while the picture was okay to look at, I mean, I could never take him seriously in life. Like, if I saw him on the street, like, I would not do anything but just laugh at him. But I would try not to do it in
his
face.
He's a corny dude. Like, he's a corny dude.
I knew of him because of Nicki Minaj, but I don't do Love and Hip Hop, so I don't know him from that. I just know him, like, okay, so she left you and she got with Meek Mill. Okay. The next year and a half, everything that came out your mouth was Nicki Minaj. Right then and there, I knew you was corny. Why are you still talking about this woman? She broke up with you. Or whatever. Like, it's okay. Like, you got your feelings hurt. Okay. 2 months in. Okay. The third month, your real friend should have been like, all right, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, like, you doing the most. But, like, 6, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, like, a year and a half later, you still talking about her? Like, you still doing interviews mentioning her?
Right.
And then on top of that, you don't have a personality. You don't have a talent per se. And you always look corny. Like, you look corny. It's a picture of him. I think when the Gatorades came back out, their sneakers, we up here they call them Gatorades. It's got the Gatorade colors in it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
had on a whole... He had on
outfit,
a whole ensemble. Like, you had on a jacket, a shirt, you had the pants, and you had the sneakers. Like, you look like a whole Gatorade bottle. That was the corniest outfit I've ever seen in my life. And
well,
I've
honey,
seen
he
something.
Thought he was popping. He thought he was popping, too.
He wasn't popping.
He thought
he
was.
He was corny. Like, he looks corny, and you could tell he's corny. So being that he put that picture on Twitter, it's like, okay, it looks good, but guess what? You're still corny. That's how I know it. I know with 100% certainty, with a percentage of 99.9%, he's still trash.
And you can have a big queen mm-hmm. and be trash. You can have a big queen and be trash.
You actually, yeah, there's a whole lot of them running around out here.
Okay, listen. Okay, it could be from here all the way to North Carolina. And you, what are you doing, really? Like, you made me waste my time with this. Do you know what I could have done in this whole 5 minutes? You know what I could have done? You know, it takes 2 minutes and 10 seconds to pop a bag of popcorn. Do you know what I really could have been doing instead of doing this?
We're gonna talk about how we're comparing it to the whole Black China thing. Y'all weren't so up in the uproar when she dropped her thing, but if we said anything about her, oh, y'all are hating. No, the bitch can't get head. So it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's still the same thing.
Girl.
Like, it's still the same thing.
I figured out why her forehead's so big. I figured it out after that video. Got so big. No, hear me out. This is what happened. She was trying to do it, and dude got so mad that he punched her in the forehead. That's why her forehead's so big. And that's where her edges went, because he punched her in the face so hard that her forehead got big and her edges ran away.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
it's... He was like, are you out of your mind? And then he punched her right in her forehead, and her forehead got big. And then her edges was like, no, ma'am, we're not doing this again. We leaving. Too much.
It's the same thing. Different day. Different whole ass antic. It's the same thing. But we are called haters because we say something about her. No. We need you to understand that there's some real ass women out here that's looking at her like, bitch, you need a class. Like, you need to call the grapefruit lady. I mean, we're friends on Facebook. I can get you in contact. Bitch, you need to call them. Go to one of her classes up there in Chicago. You got money. You can fly.
Girl, she needs to. Right. Just watch Girls Trip. Teach me what you're all about.
Not even that. She ain't even listen. She got money. She can fly her out. Like, I mean, you ain't even got to do that. Guess what? She having a special. If you buy one DVD, you get the second one for a certain price. So there you go. You getting the 2-for-1 special. Okay. And then on top of that, she always taking. You know, she'll answer your questions. She sure enough will, because I inboxed her one day because I had a question. And she answered my question. She will answer your question. But she got time. Yeah. So it ain't even that you got to do a whole lot. But I'm just saying.
You got time. And she responds to comments. Like, she got time.
She sure enough do. If you ask her a question on one of her posts, and, you know, she will respond. And if it's something, if you hit her up privately, she will privately answer your question. Like, it's just not, you know what I mean? Like, she's not mean or anything. She's very sweet. I don't understand. It's 2018. How that's the one that you can't do that at all? And here's the thing. You don't even got to really do much. If you lay on your side and he lay on his side, you ain't got to do a damn thing.
That's funny. Get out of this inbox.
I'm dead serious.
I'm
if you
so
lay on your side and you facing him and he facing you, you ain't got to do a damn thing. All you got to do is just lay there. He going to do all the work. He getting a whole ab workout. So he's literally killing two birds with one stone. He's working out, and you working it out. There you go. I'm not understanding.
Yeah.
So
you couldn't figure that out? Like, okay, so better yet, if you don't want to do that because, you know, she got the weave, so she ain't want to mess it up, okay, cool. So you sit on the edge of the bed, and he stand up. Once again, you don't have to do shit.
It's not too much effort into it. That bitch is just lazy.
And I'm giving you the bare minimum option. It's really nothing you really got to do. You know, sometimes you want to get real fancy. You know what I'm saying? That's when you go to Aunt Angie. You ask her a question. But if it's just one, if it's, you had a long day and you tired and he just in your face, that's the two options. I don't understand. And furthermore, if I was a guy and you would do, I'd get off me. We're done. I'm not about to fool with you, and I'm not about to waste my time. What I'm about to do is go pick up this phone and call one of these bitches, and then you're going to get out my face, and that's just going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well,
I'm not understanding. I'm just not.
I'm not
and I'm mad
that.
I saw that.
I saw it and I was like, okay, this is some bullshit. Dre saw it.
Yeah, I was tagged in it.
It's just like, you know, it's. I don't get how people try to compare apples and oranges, and sometimes it is have y'all ever had a grape?
A what?
It's an apple. It's a grape. It's called a grape. It's an apple infused with grape juice or whatever. And it's called a grapple. And it's just like, this is just two little things just merged together, but they're still the same shit. So it's just like, I don't know. Still think that. Like, I just don't get it. And it's all right. It's okay. We'll just wait for the next.
And the
beat
off of that kind of thing, I see why the dude didn't say shit. The dude that she was fussing with, the motherfucker is 19. That's probably why he didn't say nothing, why he didn't complain.
So you saying he didn't know? He didn't know what to explain
to me.
He had no good sex yet. He don't know no better because the dude that was in the video, he's 19. He's a fucking rapper. Everybody thought it was Tiger, but it wasn't. Because he's part of the lawsuit, too.
He's
helping her sue whoever leaked it.
Okay.
He out here he ain't even had nothing. And then her sorry ass talking about some, don't put it in yet. Don't put it in yet. So what, bitch?
And to feed off of what Taylor said, she's right. That nigga's corny as hell. And it's funny that all these chicks that was blowing him up this week was the main one saying how goofy and corny he is. But now, since he's Mr. King Dingling, this nigga's like,
no, that don't change the fact. No, that don't change the fact that nigga's corny. Me and Tracy had a conversation literally about it, because she sent me an inbox and she said, girl, what is this about Safari? I said, girl, listen. And so I sent her the pictures just like I sent them to everybody else. Yeah, I'm guilty. I sent them to everybody. So she was like, okay. I said, no, he's still corny. I said, he the corniest one of them all, and I laugh at him because, see, the thing is this, he's corny in a way of, like, he's a goofball corny, unlike Rich is, like, old-ass, corny-ass Negro who needs to sit his ass down.
Just needs to sit his ass down. Yes! Knock on wood. Sit your ass down.
There's different forms of corny. Like, I could probably tolerate that corny a little bit. You know, I might be able to, like, look, listen, you need to sit your ass down and shut up. Now, you being too goddamn corny and goofy today. Sit down. I can probably tolerate that. But that other, and you got the nerve. People, I may get in trouble for saying this, but sometimes big dicks make you tolerate some shit that you ain't wouldn't tolerate before.
You ain't so never lied about that. That's the truth.
That's true.
That is the truth.
Big,
that's a true thing.
Big good dick will make you tolerate some shit that you ain't gonna tolerate from no weenie.
Average ass Joe.
Not no average ass Joe. Not average ass Joe. Weenie.
You're right.
Oh my
gosh, that's so true.
I'm about to put that on my Facebook page. Yep, I said it. No, you're not gonna talk to me like you got a big penis. Like you're not gonna raise your voice at me like you got big penis.
Like, what?
You gotta get someone to sit down, you little weenie. Okay. But, like, this. Who the hell you think you raising your voice at?
Okay.
If
you don't take that bass out your motherfucking voice.
Before you get slapped,
if you don't take that bass out your motherfucking voice, little engine that tanks.
Wait a minute. Did she say if you don't take the bass out your voice, the little engine that can't? Wow.
Which I think I can ask. Yes, I said.
I think I can. Oh, jeez.
That's why I punch you in your motherfucking Adam's apple. Take that damn bass out your
head.
She said she gonna punch you in your motherfucking Adam's apple. Damn.
Just saying. Now, on the other hand, the other side of that coin is. Oh, what you say, babe?
Can you repeat yourself? If you don't get your Sahara ass pussy cat out of here, talking stupid. You're not gonna let them talk to you that way. But let them.
Right? I ain't gonna let no woman. I'm not letting no female with good pussy talk to me like that either. Because if they do, that means if you let a woman with good pussy talk to you in any kind of way, that lets them know that they got your ass and they're gonna continue to do it. No.
It's just that something you may tolerate a little bit more.
A little bit more. Exactly.
What is your purpose today?
If you got a female with good pussy talk to you any other kind of way, hell no.
Not necessarily any other kind of way. She's saying that she can get away with more stuff. Like, she might be able to get away with stuff that someone else can't because it's great, you know. It's just like, for instance, let's take it on a whole nother level. That's just like if you a teacher, right? If you a teacher and you got two kids in your classroom. Now, the cute kid, right? Now, I'm not trying to be funny, but the cute little kid, because they cute, they might hit the little girl or hit the little boy, and you brush it off and you might give them a little bit extra chance because they are the cuter kid. But then you got the little ugly kid, a little bad kid, and so you're not gonna tolerate the same shit from that badass little kid, a little ugly bad kid, because you can't have. It's just like. You can't have two double negatives.
if that makes sense, what I'm saying. I'm a little inebriated, but anyway. So, like, if the girl who you with and she got some this stuff, you know, she might be able to get away with talking smart to you this day. Cause it's, but if she, if it's garbage, that bitch can't say nothing smart to you. She look at you the wrong
you
way.
You
gonna put her ass out. You gonna tell her to get her funky ass out. Get your funky ass out.
No, cause this, 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 this has happened to me. It has happened to me before, and when it happened, best friend had called, and when she called me, I was in the midst of the argument, and I had just put the girl out. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Because for one, it was just she was whack, and then she was like,
"What is this shit?" She said,
"Right,
smart.
But you're not gonna put up nothing with no what? You're not gonna put up with no
exactly
because
I'm not
gonna
you
know, it. No, it's." The bitch's head was whack. Okay, so you put her ass out. You're not going to let her continue to suck on your dick and be horrible. Uh-uh. But if she got a small little mouth and she want to put her dick in her your mouth today, guess what? You and she got good head, you going to let her. You ain't going to tell her no.
You just going to tell her to calm her ass down, but you going to let her do it.
What is wrong today? Dear God. What is wrong? Wrong.
I know, we're
wrong.
I don't
know. There's this nigga on this one.
Dre, we having a meeting after this. We're having a meeting.
Dre, okay, so let me ask you this, Dre. So have you ever gotten head from a chick that you really don't like, but she got some bomb-ass head, but you let her do it anyway?
Yeah, that's the same day that you called. And then she kept talking shit,
okay.
And I put her out. I'm not like all, like most dudes, man. I can't stand somebody that's sitting there constantly talking shit. I'm not putting up with it. I don't care how good the head is or whatever, because one good head person, they didn't stop making them. There's always an ace in the hole somewhere. And that ace,
we know why you're
when I got off the phone with you, I called her. Remember, because we had the conversation, and you cussed me out because we was at Kickback Jack, and you was like, so you mean to tell me you have two bitches sucking on your dick, one didn't do it right, and you got that, you can't finish it out? You don't remember
that
conversation?
That's what I called you nasty.
Exactly.
That's what I called you nasty, and I told her she was
exactly.
Nasty, too.
I'm not,
you didn't even get to wash your penis. Yeah. Uh-huh. Nasty, bitches.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not about to sit there and talk with you, man. No. Just go on ahead. Get your little stuff. Get your little pocketbook. Put your shoes on. Go on ahead. Maybe it's because I'm older. The younger me, I probably sit there and say, you got to learn. So fuck it. Go on ahead and finish teeth marks. Scratched all up the dick, all that bullshit. You gotta learn. I sit there and try to damn enjoy it, but I can't do it no more. Cause that black kind of bullshit. When she just started kissing my damn knee, I swear to God, I'd have put in the chokehold with my damn foot.
Well,
wait a minute. You put her in the chokehold? You said?
Yeah, it's called a triangle choke. USC do it all the time. You bend your fucking, you put your knee around her fucking neck, and then you put the other one up under the damn, up under her arm, and you pull that motherfucker. It's called a triangle choke. I'd choke the ass out.
So you out here choke holding bitches. Okay. Cool.
Hey,
girl.
I ain't never choke hold nobody. Don't put me in that wrong category. I have not came off the dresser yet.
I was listening to Bone Crusher. I was
just
riding my bike today too.
My mouth saw the clue. Think I'm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Girl, what? I cannot.
I cannot. But just know, like, ain't no little weenie gonna be sitting around talking to me any kind of way.
No. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Exactly.
and
I know
how you do. What? I don't do anything.
Cause you gonna tell them to leave, and then you gonna make a phone call, right or wrong.
You are incorrect because little weenies are not welcomed at all.
But I'm saying, if they call you, but like, I ain't gonna say anything.
No, don't say anything.
If they call you, you don't pay them no attention, right?
Yep, I sure don't. They out here looking like dummies. I'm not getting anything from you. Like, I'm not having sex with that little weenie. I'm not. Somebody else might be, but I'm not. And that's why he can't talk to me and he got all way. Get shut your little weenie ass up. And they said him on trying to get in. No, I don't accept little weenies. Now, not ever.
Wait a minute. This despicable me.
Y'all, let me tell y'all about this fool right here. So we riding down the street, right? And this Negro said, that dude look like despicable me. And I had to sit there for a second. And I was driving down the street and I had to think about it for a second. I said, this fool look like Groob from Despicable Me. With his little ass legs and his big ass stomach.
Not Dr. Groob.
Y'all, but I tell y'all, I hollered.
Oh my God.
I'm driving here in the passenger seat, riding, and I'm doubled over laughing, trying to drive. Going down a busy street. Y'all, that shit was so goddamn funny. I laughed for about 3 days straight.
Didn't I put the pictures in the
You didn't put you put it in the group with Shamora and Ron. You didn't put it in our group of pictures. I send it to them. That's what you do. Map, I ain't sending them. I ain't saving that shit to my phone. But yeah, they said, this fool said that dude looked like Groove. No, but that particular person, I don't know what their issue is, and they just need to understand that I don't do men who look like they work out they don't work out nothing but their legs, and their legs are skinny. I don't do that. I got a certain type of man I like, and that ain't it. And I've heard it has a little weenie anyway. But, and you big and you got a little weenie? Oh, yuck, good. You just a double negative. Just a double negative all the way around. No, but I'm talking about the other person, the one who just is not taking no for an answer.
My boy.
Right. Oh, God. If you want to call him your boy, he your friend? He your friend now?
Yeah, that's my homie.
He
that
your
nigga
people?
Is consistent. He is consistent. That nigga never gives up. What's that damn song? The episode of Cosby Show, Never Gonna Give It Up.
Wow. What episode is that?
The one, it's the name of the song is called Never Gonna Give It Up, but Bill Cosby said Never Gonna Clean It Up. It's the episode where he went in with Theo and pierced his ear. That dude don't give up at all, boy. That's my dog. I like him.
He definitely gets
and you can have
him. Persistent.
I ain't lying. That
but
nigga is called Steve Urkel. He is the 2018, well, actually, no, I ain't gonna say 2018. He's the Millennium Sea Urkel.
Laura.
He's not giving up.
Laura,
I'm telling you. I'm just waiting on that dude to pop up on the balcony and with the joint and just start singing.
Jimmy. Nothing. Remember on Tom and Jerry?
Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Yeah, that's funny.
Chanel says hi, funny. Guys. Hi, Chanel. That's not funny. It's not funny. There's not no goddamn joke.
I'm
New Street.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's special, though. That dude's special.
He just don't take no for an answer. I don't care how I say no. And no matter how I say no, it still says the same in any foreign-ass language. No.
He hear yes.
It's no in Japanese. It's no in Spanish. It's no in French. It's still no.
It's never gonna be. Somebody hit the high note.
Y'all dumb out here in the streets. But yeah, like, what? Like, and I was telling one of my coworkers about the shit. She was like, well, tell him to holler at me. I said, you can holler at him all you want to. And then, but when you start saying
like
that, it's annoying.
Like Taylor said.
We can't just give up.
Tell him that you and your baby need an iPad Pro and ship them on, get them and ship them on to us. Like Taylor said, I'm supportive of that decision. I need to tell him that, listen, for the longest, she won't even.
Okay, you tell him that you and Jayla, right, y'all both need MacBook Pros and that you need a new pair of Jordans. And then just send them on.
But you know my size. He know my shoe size. So if I say a size 11, he know they ain't mine.
Well, you could always make sure he give you a receipt.
Okay, hold on. I got it. Tell him that you need a $200 gift card to Foot Locker.
Bam.
Hell yeah, Taylor. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Good one.
Matter of fact, don't need to. Bump that bitch up to about 3 so you can get the matching socks and the damn shirt to go with it.
Right? Y'all are a mess.
I'm telling you, I bet you. If you said that, he would do it.
First thing smoking in the morning.
Boy. Be like,
You're trying to get this light bill knocked out for about 2 weeks. Shit.
I'm telling you.
Go ahead, bachelor eyelashes. But it ain't going
to
work.
She don't even have
to
do that.
I'm trying to ship out the best friend for a minute. She won't do it. But she's steady against me to do it.
I don't. It's a difference between going to a party for free and asking for some money. It's a difference. You ain't losing shit off of going to a party for free.
The reason why I won't ask that person
is because I feel like they're going to try to attach my cat to it. No. No. I'm not going to do it. I refuse. Now that you understand, you're going to continue getting us in the party's free. And matter of fact, then was discounted one time, and then one time I had to pay full fucking price. And a fee. That bitch don't work for me. So fuck.
So, no. Mm-mm.
Just understand that I ain't asking none of these. They keep doing it. I keep telling them to stop. They keep doing it. Keep telling them to stop. And then I even say, didn't I tell you that I wasn't interested? Yeah, you told me that. I heard you. But you keep doing the shit. That's on them. Maybe that shit's doing me. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm here.
I hear.
No, I'm trying to figure out. I'm working on how to get the stuff that we need. I'm figuring.
She's
trying to figure out a way. Because I mean, that seems legit. You're just asking for a gift card to Foot Locker, and then the two masks were closed, and then I think that's everybody.
All you gotta do is get a gift card. You can just get a gift card to Apple.
There you go. You know what? Now you're using your noggin.
And then you get a gift card at Apple, and then, get go in there and do the purchase.
I'm a Samsung.
And then
when
you go in there and do the purchase, you're just like, okay, these are gifts. You know, they need to go to someone. So you put her address on one and then my address on the other, and then they'll come to us from Apple. That's how you do that. And then you get the gift card for Foot Locker. That takes care of this Jordan, and we are cooking with gas. I'm just saying, we all, because, family.
But it's my cat at stake, so.
Your cat, the thing is that if he, come on now, no, it's not. It's not at stake, because it don't, obviously, you ain't got to give up the cat box, because you ain't gave up the cat box, and you ain't trying to give up the cat box.
Exactly.
It just won't go away.
It's been almost a year.
He ain't going He's not going to go nowhere. You know? He sends 1,500 roses. Come on now. I'm exaggerating the number. I know. But I'm just saying. You know, we family, you know? It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
There you go.
You get y'all half of a strip of
We love you. It's all love.
Okay. In some way. I'm just over it. I wanted to stop. But hey. It is what it is. So yeah. I don't know. I think if he wasn't, sometimes annoying as hell, I might tolerate something. But I have low patience for always talking out of turn. Let's say I ask a question. The simple question was, it wasn't, and I didn't even put it in a funny tone, because, sometimes you can say something and it be in a tone. And it wasn't even in a tone.
Right.
And I was like, so, hey. Let me ask you a question. You recall X, Y, and Z. What is it that you're looking for? Because it seems as though you're moving kind of funny. I just need to understand what you're looking for from me. And he answered it, but then said some smart shit behind it. Now, you needed to stop at that end of that sentence that you answered the question at. That other lip and that other piece of mouth wasn't necessary. So that's why it won't go no further with you, because you don't know when he shut the fuck up.
Oh, he's one of them.
You see, and this is where Dre kind of says, you're such a guy, because that's guy shit. Guys don't like that shit. When they ask us a question and we just don't give them a straight answer, and it's this old other bullshit, and that's why they get mad. Because some women do that shit. So I'm one of those women that I don't like that shit. Stop, shut up. I asked you a question. You gave me an answer. That was the end of it. I acknowledged it. I said, okay, I understood. There was no more conversation. And especially if I don't work both of my goddamn jobs, ain't had no goddamn nap, then had to be on the goddamn radio. Are you fucking serious? I'm fucking tired. I asked you a fucking question. You answered it. Now shut the fuck up.
Oh. You know, you just dropped the F word like 5,000 million times in that one sentence. And I'm so tickled right now.
Retarded.
I can see the irritation coming out of your head. Like, I can see the steam coming out of your ears right now. It's funny.
like for real. Like, and you try to say, oh, I understand that you've had a hard day. I'll be quiet. But then you keep fucking talking. Dude, shut up. You're like a bitch. Shut up. You want to know why it's him and not, well, why it's somebody else and not you? It's because if I tell him, hey, I've had a long day, I just want to sit in quiet. And guess what he does? He either is going to lay my head on him, and he's going to rub my head and rub my butt and rub my feet, and he's going to be motherfucking quiet. That's what he's going to do. He's gonna ask me that. You, on the other hand, are talking about some dumb shit I don't give a fuck about, and I'm trying to sleep. I know that sounds so harsh, but that's so real for me. I guess I'm the man in that situation.
But clearly he ain't.
I'm sorry. I guess I need to vent right there. I apologize.
Oh, I understand. No apology needed, hon. I get it. It's just, you know, as women, sometimes we need the same things that men need in a relationship. Just somebody to know how to shut their ass up sometimes. People don't know their place, and that's the problem. Are you the little engine that can?
Wait,
what?
About Yeah, every female that gets a good nut, that damn room be smelling like hot dog water sometimes.
Ew, that's so disgusting.
Don't act like ain't nobody ever had the after sex smell or whatever. Like sometimes niggas go in there with the ball sweating.
Like, especially if it's some good sex.
So you talking about the? Are you talking about?
I mean, it's been a topic in the hot box a couple times in the group, and there was like, I don't know why this woman said it, but she was like, sometimes when women bust, because she said she's on the other team, and she said she had her girl. Whatever, bust on her with straps, and said it smelled bad. And then the women was like, yeah, sometimes women don't eat right or whatever, when they net, it stinks.
Right.
So it was a long, drawn-out conversation. It was funny as hell. But
for it to be ranked to the point where it makes the room smell,
And then they talk about women that ain't got no walls.
No tread left on the vajayjay?
Yeah,
that's a mess.
Are you talking about the
in hair? In hair.
Okay. You said it was.
Ain't nothing worse than a hairy-ass fucking female.
Well,
some women don't shave their hair.
They don't shave it. Some of them just don't. A lot of older women, old schools don't. I'm telling you, I was traumatized as a kid. I was busting in on the bathroom on one of my cousin's friends when I was little. I never forget, I had never seen them. I was like, why does she look like she got a whole somebody's head in between her legs? I had never seen, I was traumatized as a child. I just busted up in the bathroom, wasn't thinking that she was in there, and I was like, oh my God, I just stood there and looked at her. She was like, get out. I was like, what is that? You know, like, because I'm thinking, ew. I'm like, you're a little kid, you don't know no better, you don't know nothing. I was just like, but it's women that still walk around to this day like that. You gotta hold my fucking afro down there. Tame that fucking garden. Tame it. Clean it up, tame it, cut it down, shave it off, whatever you got to do.
But, okay.
Tame it.
I definitely cleans it up. But, so y'all don't talk about, like, skinny cats and fat cats and little bitty cats?
Oh, yeah. We can see that print, like, they, especially when legging season comes. And or when they had the little tight shorts on, when they be jogging, and you can see that mug, God Almighty, yeah, they talk.
Oh, y'all talk about the old camel toe.
Yeah, buddy.
An old camel toe.
And then I know we had somebody, I don't know how the hell we got on this conversation. We had a conversation about how the women, some of them ain't got no, like, it's just a line. It ain't no lip. Just a line between the damn legs.
Oh, they don't have
that
yet.
Conversation.
That's what I mean by skinny. That's what I mean by skinny.
Yeah, like no, yeah, just
they ain't got no lips. It's got.
No.
Yep, it's just a line.
They got a white people lips.
No, they ain't got no lips. Go get you a yawn esteem and get your cat rejuvenated and get you some lips. Put lips on everything else.
Drama.
You try to stop it. You got something everywhere else. You draw on your eyebrows after you done shaved them off.
You draw on your eyebrows. Draw on everything. Draw on your lips. Draw them on. Draw them down there, too. Make sure you have
some. I saw something yesterday. This girl peeled her whole ass face off.
Ew.
She had, it was like, it's a makeup mask where you put the over your face and then you put the makeup over it. And then when you get ready to take it off, you just peel it off. Bitch, we are peeling off our faces now.
Faces now? Right. Is that the trend?
We're peeling off our faces. It's a fuck.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I'll stick to the fucking bed. I'd rather just wipe mine off, but I don't ever put that much on anyway. But I'll just stick to the makeup, remove cloths, and my little foundation here.
Okay. This is about to be real off topic, and it's a real big pet peeve of mine. And I saw it today while I was working at my floor time.
What happened?
So I get so irritated when I see grown ass women. And I'm talking about grown ass women. You got a job because clearly you work. In between the ages of 25 and older. How far you still bite your nails and your fingernail polish is chipped? Are you walking around thinking this is okay, but you talking with your hands? So now you distracting me? So like all I can see is your chipped ass fingernails and your bitten up. Oh God, I swear. Oh God, I about lost it today. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And see, the thing is I know that I keep my fingernails short, and they're mine because I type all day long. And so, but I know that I can't wear regular fingernail polish because I wash my hands all the time, and it chips and it goes away really quickly. So I get gel polish. I need to understand why you grown and you got like six of your fingers ain't got no fingernail polish on it. It's six of them. That's majority.
My
girl, you don't get that damn fingernail polish. You work in a place where you can get a discount on some fingernail polish, goddamn remover, and you can dog on, get off your. Oh, God. If I got to work for her tomorrow, I'm going to go take that fingernail polish off her hand.
And my thing is just spend that extra $10 and get that gel manicure, girl. Only extra $10 other than the rent.
Girl, every 2 weeks, I don't mind paying $30 to get my nails done and my kids' nails. I don't mind it because it drives me nuts. And even I even have an issue with it being on your toes too. She had done something. She was walking in the room and she didn't have on no socks. And we wear socks around the house because the floor gets cold. So I was like, why don't you have on no socks? And I looked down at her feet. And why aren't you taking that toenails off yet? Oh God, I was so mad at her.
Girl, I did the same thing to Chanel. I said, if you don't take that little ass polish off them little ass toes. Y'all, my nerves.
Well, I know one thing. I'm not putting up with the dusty sheep syndrome this summer. This little sheep came by my damn. I was sitting outside today, and it was windy as fuck. The wind is blowing like
it was windy today.
It
was blowing. The wind was blowing at 100 miles an hour.
I'm sitting outside talking to the little Jamaican mailman, me and him sitting out there chilling, just having a little conversation and everything. She had another walk by with these damn leggings on. I was like, okay, I see the leggings, ass all fat and shit. Had a little T-shirt out, titties all fat. Look down at her goddamn feet, she had on sandals, and the back of her fucking feet looked like she'd been damn just dragging her shit across the fucking damn concrete, because I'm like, her foot was itching really, really bad, and she was just scratching.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I'm
not putting that up with
you know what?
Syndrome,
I'm going to tell you something. These motherfucking people out here in Arizona, they got that shit bad. I have never seen so many people. And it ain't just black people. It ain't just Mexicans. It ain't just natives. It's white people, too. They be having the worst. I have never seen such shit in my life. I don't know if it's because it's so dry out here, but these motherfuckers be walking around, toes done,
with their damn heels as white as I don't know what. Like,
I hate that shit. That is irritating.
It's so horrible.
I ain't putting up with.
I'm not dealing with damn fucking ass. And my thing is, you can go to the store. Go to the store and get one of get a petty egg shit. Get them a get one of them things. You know, shave that shit off your fucking feet.
I got a petty egg. I got one.
Ain't nothing wrong with
this
thing. Get
my
you a
thing is this, goddammit. If you wearing fucking sandals and you want to wear your sandals, you put them motherfuckers on and you know the inside of them motherfuckers is black as hell, and then you put them on and you know the bottom of your feet gonna be black as hell, don't put them motherfuckers on. Go buy some new sandals. At the damn day party, this girl came in there, and first of all, she looked like she'd been down, like she could be king to King Kong. Her feet were big as shit. I wear 11. This chick stood like they was every bit about a good size, 12 and a half, maybe a good 13. Like she'd been down hanging out with Shaq. But she had these guys coming there with some damn sandals on, and she had a corn on the top of her fucking damn middle toe. Was the middle toe or was it pinky toe?
That was her middle toe.
That motherfucker was like a 50 cent piece.
Was it one of them old rusty ass?
This is what she tried to do. You can tell she just got her feet done because she had the little white little strip thing around her damn toes. But apparently they couldn't do that when they got them corn, but file that motherfucker down. That bitch, it was damn, like her foot was black as hell, but their corn had like a little yellow in it. That shit was huge. It was like a fucking 50 cent piece. And I couldn't get my phone out fast enough to take a picture of that motherfucker.
Put a cushion on it or something. Oh, Lord. She could have bought some box
cushion.
Of corn.
It is a goddamn
you know,
coat. It ain't no damn
no,
cushion.
You know they got them things you can buy in the drugstore. I'm just saying, you know they got them things you can buy in the drugstore.
She didn't need no cushion. She needed a pillow.
So she had a real ass, like a live and living color, big ass, crusty corn
man.
On her toe. And then
that
try to
thing
cover
had
up.
A man, that damn thing had a moon orbiting around that motherfucker. She had a
moon.
And it was so big. Somebody on this show, I ain't gonna say no name, but they was like, Dre, don't you start, Dre, don't you start, don't you start. And she was the main one looking at it and laughed. We're gonna tell me not to start.
But he pointed it out.
If I could have got my phone out fast enough, y'all would have seen that bitch on Facebook. I'm telling.
Ooh.
And I can't wait to see if anybody's there taking pictures. I hope to God they got her picture of her fucking pussy.
If anybody was standing beside me
or know the chick that I'm talking about, and you took a picture. And you listen to this show, tag me in.
I can't. I'm not about to. Now, it was that big. Maybe she just didn't know what to do with it. I mean, you know, she was just confident. Maybe she just said, you know what, I can't do nothing about this thing. It's on my, you know, it's just on here.
Man, what else?
And
she
should have
put on some damn shoes. She's as big as that damn thing is. She should have came in there with a pair of Tims on.
You know what?
She should have stayed at home.
Cover up her whole foot and her ankle.
I'm done. This show is over with. It's 12:04. I have to be up early in the morning to cuss out Spectrum. David, I done played this one already. Shit, I'm about to use up one of my lives for no damn reason. Oh, playing Candy Crush. But,
girl, I know I got to catch up.
So,
give me some laughs.
So, we will be back here next week, same time, same place, doing different things, talking about whatever comes to mind, see what shenanigans the rest of the world has gotten into, because we ain't getting into that. We're just here trying to make it. Just want to make it. That's all we want to do. We like Trey Songz. We just want to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all be good. I have to work tomorrow, and hopefully Spectrum is on time, because if they ain't on time in the morning for this service that ain't supposed to come fix tomorrow, we gonna have a problem. Y'all gonna hear about me on the news for blowing up Spectrum.
Mm-mm. No, you're not.
If they don't show up here at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning, it's gonna be
they'll
ugly.
Be here.
It's gonna be ugly. And I'm talking about light skin real ugly.
No, don't breathe.
If I got the call early in the morning and put on my Caucasian voice, don't be like this with a twist of Negro. I cannot with you.
Everything gonna work out.
Y'all gonna hear about me on the news. I'm gonna show up and show out.
Oh Lord.
I didn't get
it. We don't need them kind of problems. No, we don't. Listen.
He better be here at 8 o'clock on the dot. Better not be no later. I ain't even giving the day to 8:01. 8 o'clock. If he ain't here at 8 o'clock, we gonna have a problem because, one, I got to get the fuck up early in the morning when I really ain't got to get up until about 10. So you better be here on time. And you better be out of here quick so I can go back to sleep.
You'll be there. We believe in
you. If you know what's good for you, you're going to get there early, do what you need to do, and get the hell out of Dodge, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, fast, in a hurry. Do y'all know how many days this week I have not had a nap?
I can see it's been a lot because you had a lot of F words today. I think you used more F words than I normally use.
Sorry. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the letter F. Because we don't give a fuck. Yep. No weenies. That's all I got to say. But it's been great. I enjoyed you all. We'll be back here next week with more wine and more liquor and more conversations about random shit happening in life.
Indeed.
Be good.
Indeed.
Be good. Please be good. Do everything that I can't do right now because I'm working like a Hebrew slave.
All right, girl. And all that jazz.
Mm-hmm. All right. So good night.
Yes, indeed.
Now it's time for
excuse me.
It's time for the British woman to say, "Thank you for using Block Talk Radio."
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all. Bye.